Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Joe Balance and I am Ireland's only vibe manager. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
What in God's name is a vibe manager?
You know what's so funny? The vibe manager, it would be kind of like an entertainment director meets a concierge. So you're kind of like this hybrid character that not only deals with the entertainment bookings and all that kind of fun stuff, but you're also, you work with customers as well. People coming through the door. So you're kind of like, you know, the person, the friendly face that when you come into the hotel, that I'll be there, I'll be meeting and greeting, I'll be, you know, working with your, what kind of music you're into, and I'll get to know you as a person. You're not just a number coming through the door, you know, so.
And do you have to hire you, or are you just there for everybody who comes in the door?
I am there for everybody. I am at your service. Once you come in and you don't even need to be a guest in the hotel. You know, it's a customer service driven idea where, you know, as I said, I come in. When you come in, if you're into the music or you're into anything, you know, you can, I also do memorabilia tours as well.
Okay.
So if you're, swear to God. So it's all fun.
Well, here, I'm a massive, like, heavy metal rock guitar fan. So if I walked in there and was like, Joe, I need you to take me on a memorabilia tour and I would like to touch that priceless guitar on the wall. Are you going to say, no problem, Dave, except you can't touch the guitar?
Well, Dave, it depends what kind of state you're in and what kind of night, right, or what kind of time of the night it is, right? You know, but yeah, absolutely. If I can see you and I get to know you and you want to see, we have this signature Eric Clapton Fender Stratocaster.
Yes.
That's on display. Yeah, it's a beauty. And, you know, if you were to come in and want to check it out, absolutely, I'll get you the amp. Me and you can sit in the lobby and you can just jam out.
I'm going to take you up on that, man.
Just watch out, Joe. He'll be sneaking that guitar into his car. Did you come up with the term vibe manager? Did you make it up, or is it something that exists within the hard rock world?
Yes, it is. It's the hard rock. They have created this character, and all their properties around the world have this vibe manager dude. Like, you know, there's a girl in Florida. You know, she's does some awesome stuff as well. So we're kind of like this kind of community where we sort of vibe off each other.
I stayed in the Hard Rock Hotel in Tulsa, in Oklahoma, a couple of years ago at the start of the U2 tour. And they had a lot of memorabilia there. They even had, if anybody remembers, Madonna's black thing that she wore for the Open Your Heart video. Do you remember that?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't forget that? Jeez. Yeah.
It was like a black bodice with brass nipples.
Right.
You know, I remember as a young teenage boy going, whoa, okay, this isn't Sesame Street. Is there any bit of rock memorabilia that you would like to see yourself or that you have seen in your dealings with Hard Rock?
We have a whole bunch of like cool pieces. We have, Phil Lynott's jacket. It's kind of like a hybrid leather plastic mix.
Right.
And it's really real sexy. And then we have a bunch of stuff from U2. We have a guitar case, Edge's guitar case that just looks like it's literally been through an atomic bomb. And, you know, it's just absolutely wrecked. And you know, so you're looking at stories, right? The memorabilia, for me, it was just like a history lesson. You know, every day you're sort of learning something new about each piece.
Brendan in Galway wants to know, do you tailor a room's vibe to each person? Like if I wanted a Man United room, could you do that? And I promise that's Brendan's question and not my question, but yeah. I would share his desire. But could you do you do something like that for the hotel rooms?
No, we do not sort of create any sort of cosmetic design to the room. That, you know, the room is as it is. But what we do is if it's your birthday, for instance, and you want to have a party in your room, I'll get to know you. You'll tell me, okay, I'm into, you know, country and western, heavy metal or goth rock or something. So, something crazy. We'll come together. We'll meet in the middle. I will put together like a vinyl playlist. We have these Crosley turntables that you can get to the room. You're there for free. I'll sort of cater this playlist around what your music interests are, which is a really nice touch, I think.
That's cool.
Who's
your most famous client you've ever had? Or is there anybody that you'd love to create a vibe for?
Most famous client up to date would it be Danny DeVito.
Cool. What is he like?
He's a lot of fun. He is amazing. Total legend. Loves James Brown. Doesn't stop dancing. Likes to party. Hang out. I did his daughter's 30th birthday, And it was like an 80s throwback party, only it wasn't people in costumes, it was actually the real actors.
Yeah.
We had like a few of the guys in the Ghostbusters movies, the 80s ones, and we had like, you know, Breakfast Club, the guy who directed, or one of the guys was in the Breakfast Club. It was just a total trip. And then Lucy Liu was there. So, we had some interesting, and they're really nice people. You know, they're real, like, kind of old school New York kind of characters.
You know all the memorabilia that you have in the Hard Rocks? And there are so many Hard Rock hotels, and there are so many Hard Rock restaurants. The cynic in me and the suspicious part of me always thinks, how could there be that much incredible memorabilia to go around all the restaurants and hotels? Is there a chance that someone finds an old guitar in their attic and goes, do you know what, if I put a plaque up beside this saying this Rod Stewart married this guitar in 1970, we'll get away with it? Is there any chance that some of the memorabilia is just not legit?
I mean, yes, there obviously, I'm sure there is not real, not genuine. But they have this guy called Jeff Nolan, who is sort of the curator of all things expensive. And so his job is to take these items and verify them, whether they're bought through an auction or, you know, or sort of donated by the artists themselves. You know, every piece is vetted and checked and made sure that it's not a copy. Or like there was a story, we heard a story a few weeks ago that a guest in the hotel got a guitar, a Fender guitar. And I shouldn't be saying this on the radio. I'll probably get like a shot for this. It was an interesting guy. This person got a guitar to his room and traded it with his old cheap guitar.
Oh.
And walked out with a Fender. Yeah.
Wow, that is nasty.
Did he get caught?
Yeah. Apparently he did not, and he is running around with $2,000 Fender Stratocaster while we're stuck with like some kind of Rickenbacker.
Oh no! You know?
Yeah. So everything you learn as you go.
Yeah.
You know, the guys, there's a lot of work put into the memorabilia stuff and made sure that it is genuine, that it is real.
Definitely do not give Dave a look at the Eric Clapton one then, because you'll have his son's beginner guitar in the glass case before you know what's happened.
Hello, dear.
Listen, we can't wait to come down to the Hard Rock Hotel and sample it and see what the vibe of the place is. So thanks a million for doing Ask Me Anything, Joe Balance.
Is Joe Balance your real name, or is that a vibe name?
It's actually a real name, I swear. I'm not joking. Yeah, I know.
So great.
It's like, I hear this all the time. Everybody's like, is your real name Balance? I'm like, yeah, this is it. And I have absolutely no balance. You put me on one leg, man, I'm gone.
Joe, fair play to you. Thanks a million for taking part today.
Lass, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All the best.
See you, bye.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM. Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.